Oppressive humidity and thunderstorms are our weather topics of discussion on this Tuesday afternoon. It's almost tropical feeling out there today. Our dew point temperatures are right around 70, and anytime we have dew point temperatures near 70, it does feel oppressive. So we have warm temperatures, we have plenty of humidity, and with that we have enough instability for some scattered showers and storms. Many of us have already seen some wet weather roll through today, and there's the potential for some more showers and storms over the next several hours. Any of these storms will have the potential to produce some locally heavy downpours, so if you happen to be caught under one of these storms, there is the potential for some localized flooding. As we work into the evening hours, the storm threat will diminish. These storms are basically being driven by the heating of the day, so as we lose the daytime heating, the storms will tend to break apart during the evening hours. Then as we go through the night, it will be warm and very humid, with low temperatures in the 60s to around 70. Some areas of fog are likely to form as well. And later tonight, we'll see a cold front approach from the northwest, and that is likely to trigger some more showers and storms, primarily in areas north and west of Albany, late tonight into early tomorrow morning. That front will cross from northwest to southeast during the day tomorrow, so we have a shot at some rainfall and some thunderstorms during tomorrow morning, and then as we work into the afternoon, we'll see drier air and some sunny breaks come in from the north. So we'll see some sunshine develop from north to south through the day tomorrow. Thunderstorms may linger into tomorrow afternoon for areas south of Albany, as the front will still kind of be lingering in the Hudson Valley through tomorrow afternoon. And then as we work into the day on Thursday, that front will sink to our south, but there's still a chance for an area of low pressure to ride along that front and bring us another round of showers and storms, primarily south of Albany, late Thursday into Thursday evening. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms during the morning, increasing sunshine by afternoon, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy tonight, chance of showers and storms, humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms early, then increasing sunshine, high in the 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms this evening, humid with patchy fog, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, high in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms this evening, humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms during the morning, increasing sunshine by afternoon, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms mainly south, high in the upper 70s to around 80, and on Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.